What's the story, everyone? Welcome back to Gaelic Games Fan TV. How are we all getting on? Myself and John McMahon are here to preview the Cavan Footballers for 2024. First of all, Happy New Year to anyone who regularly watches this channel or tunes in to any videos, any content we do over here. Very much appreciate all the support that we got last year, and hopefully 2024 can be just as good in terms of the channel and also just as good in terms of the football and the action and everything else. And yeah, this is going to be the first of our season previews for 2024. Obviously, done a few of them towards the back end of last year, but certainly be ramping things up now ahead of the National Football League. Plenty more videos and everything else on the way. John, first of all, how's life? How's things? Happy New Year. How was your Christmas? And we were saying off air, dry January, I think, is very much in the melting pot now. The boiling pot, maybe I should say.
Aaron, the boiling pot. It feels like the boiling pot. Aaron, it is great to be on the show again, my man. Thanks very much for the invite. It's always a pleasure to see you. It's always a good pleasure to get chatting to you, and I'm delighted to be on tonight. And a very happy new year to yourself and the followers and everyone watching in. Hope everyone has a great year and a successful year for all your counties going forward. Good Christmas, my man. Yeah, can't complain. Nice and quiet. Not too strenuous. Two pints, couple of nights, and a few movies. Cracked open about 20 tubs of sweets and the usual cracks. So I think January getting back to football now in a couple of weeks' time will really be helpful now, just to try to get the body back in some sort of shape. But it was enjoyable. It was quiet. Standard really Christmas, I suppose, when you probably the whole meaning of Christmas with the presents of bits, Bob. I think when you get into your late 20s, which unfortunately I am now, it kind of, I suppose, the art of Christmas kind of falls a bit. It's probably more about the kids and bits of Bob's now, but. No, all good, my man, and sure, glad you're in good form as well. But yeah, dry January, not sure, big man. It's a long month. I think there'll be a few points squeezed in some of these weekends coming up.
Yeah, and it's funny, one of my mates there was talking about the Dublin Offaly game on Saturday there as well. That's in Gracefield. I'm gonna be honest, I've no idea where the fuck that is, to be honest with you. I know it's probably
I had the clue, but when
yeah,
I know, but when I see. We've seen that game was for Gracefield. I thought it'd be in Parnell Park. God, Gracefield. No idea. But if there's someone watching in, if you could tell us where Gracefield is. Sounds like it's in America.
Yeah, yeah. But look, sure, look, it might be a bit of crack, might be a bit of fun. Were you at the Cavan game last night against Derry?
I went to the Cavan game, yeah. And to be honest with you, I think I said this on Twitter yesterday, I was just delighted to have the counties up back. It was a good game. Like, I suppose the first half, we were touching on the Cavan footballers now in a few minutes, but it was a kind of a proper McKenna Cup kind of football. Obviously, both teams not showing their hands, giving lads runs, giving lads their debuts, which was obviously great to see. Ray McGallaghan's first game in charge. Went into it. I think people were just really glad to get back to a game of ball. It was Cavan's first game since last June, so that was definitely a long, long break. Obviously not having the run in the Tottenham Cup we wanted. So it was a long, kind of long spell without county football. Obviously the club football kind of took its place. But went into it. Definitely not a game for the ages. McKenna Cup, hard to read in much to it. Like, you know, I think Derry were probably happy enough. Mickey Hart's first game in charge of Derry as well. I wouldn't probably worry too much about it. But Ray Gallaghan, he's probably fulfilling a dream now. The fact he's the Cavan manager now, I think he'll be really looking forward to the year ahead now. I think people are about to get out of the house and just maybe socialise and just, you know, get away from all the drink and chocolate and whatever you're having yourself.
Yeah, like pre-season competitions, to be fair, like they definitely do generate a lot of good numbers. And I know in the O'Byrne Cup anyway, a lot of the money and the ticket sales and everything goes to the players' fund. So I suppose it probably is a good reason to back your team, in fairness. Rory says here, how are you? How's things, Rory? Hope you
Rory, how are you? Hope you Happy New Year.
Good New Year. Gavin says I was just there to see Mickey and Redmond, to be honest. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe Mickey Hart's return is definitely, I think that's definitely why the cameras were there anyway. Everyone is overhyping Raymond Gallaghan. He's too inexperienced. Oh, here we go.
There we go. Good start. We haven't even started yet.
No, yeah, let's try and keep things a little bit positive here. But I suppose, firstly, maybe like Mickey Graham leaving last year, was that the right
thing? Positive.
Was that the right call, do you think?
Yeah, I think the line went dodgy there for a second. Mickey Graham, I think, in fairness, when the news did break about Mickey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you good now. I can hear you good. Yeah, it was just a weird delay
Perfect. No bother at all. Yeah, Mickey Graham, I think when Mickey did finish up with the Cavanaghs during the summer, it probably was, I think you probably touched on this before, probably was time for him to finish up. And I think he was probably very clear-minded about it all. I think he'd done an interview with Off the Ball a few days later and he did finish up and he did look fairly content with his work. And I know he's gone in to help Andy Moore now with Leitrim. But I think, yeah, I think his work probably was done with the Cavan team. He kind of, you can nearly say, obviously, winning the Ulster title in 2020, but he did obviously get Cavan down to Division 4, so he got us back straight up to Division 2. So he probably in his book, he said, right, I kind of, you know, got Cavan into that kind of problem and I got them out of the problem, so straight back into Division 2. So, yeah, I think Mickey was probably happy with his work and obviously Raymond is the new manager now. But I think when Mickey, looking back on his time at Cavan, he can be very, very happy. Obviously, like, I suppose, pardon the pun, but there was probably a lot of ups and downs in the middle of it all. But he could be very happy with the work he done and he'll always be remembered for the obviously the Ulster title that he won and obviously a couple of National League titles in between that as well. But yeah, Mickey, I think he'll be a very, very good help to Andy Moore down in Leitrim, to be honest with you. I think Mickey's a very, very shrewd operator. I think it'll suit him down to the ground because I think Andy Moore will obviously be the, you know, the head honcho, the man in front of the cameras and taking a lot of, supposed to, for want of a better word, slack and criticism. So Mickey will suit him down to the ground. And I think he'll do really well with the Leitrim lads this year. He was obviously with Ballinamore last year. He was coaching them alongside Cavan. I think when Cavan finished up, he was with Ballinamore. So he's experienced off Leitrim football already. So I think he honestly will do very well with Leitrim. Again, what's Leitrim sailing for this year ahead? Get out of Division 4, I'd say it has to be a target. But I think he'll do very well down there.
Absolutely. Yeah, Kieran says here, I think Gracefield is in Leash, lads. Welcome back. There we go. Yeah, nice to know. I might be there on Saturday, but I don't know yet, to be honest with you. I am also kind of looking forward to just putting the feet up on the couch, relaxing and everything else, because it's been a hectic Christmas. We go again for the league, Division 1, Monaghan opening day. It doesn't get much better than that. Tomo says, John, was Raymond Gallaghan a good appointment?
God, lads, we haven't even started. Come on, give me a break here, lads. Jesus, I'm only after coming away from Christmas. I was waiting for Aaron to say, right, we're getting into the Cavan action now. Aaron, how do we start this podcast? There's too much excitement.
I know. Well, what did, like, because I remember when the Raymond Gallaghan appointment was, and I remember obviously in the group chat, obviously with, you know, a few of the other lads for your own podcast and everything else, there was some murmurings of different appointments and there was a few different people obviously going for the job. Like, what was your take when Raymond Gallaghan was appointed? Was it the right choice, do you think? Or, because I suppose it is one of them where he does have, like, he is obviously very inexperienced and sometimes you don't know how these things can go. Like, you look at Vinnie Corey at Monaghan, no one expected him really to do as well as he has. And, you know, he's done brilliant at Monaghan. You know, you've had people like Enda McGinley go into Antrim and do a great job. And sometimes you can have other young managers who can go in and not be experienced. So it's kind of one of them where you don't really know, like, how it's going to go. But what was your take when Gallaghan was appointed?
Yeah, like, I was quite, I suppose a lot of people were probably taken back. I think when Mickey Graham did finish up at Cavan and then, I think it was the Anglesey newspaper literally just put up the three candidates that were going for the Cavan job. I think it was four, and then it was tied down to three. So the three names that, like, were interviewed was Jason O'Reilly. He used to play for Cavan. He scored that famous 97 goal in the Ulster final. Jason was obviously interviewed, and then Danny Hughes, the former Down footballer, was obviously interviewed as well. And then obviously Ray got it. So I think there's probably a lot of people maybe quite upset the way maybe the news was kind of broke, in terms of, I think the other candidates found out through, like, the Irish News put up, like, a link, I think it was Cathal O'Kane broke the news, and I think the other candidates, that's how they nearly found out, and obviously Raymond got the job after it all. But I suppose, look, like, I suppose to play devil's advocate to a degree, I think, as I did tweet there last night, I think Ray is living out a dream. Like, Ray knows no better than Cavan football. He must have played for maybe 14 to 15 years for the Cavan setup. He lives and breathes Cavan football. And I think he's living out a dream now by managing the lads. And I was watching him there last night. I was at the game in Berkeley Park last night. And he looked genuinely delighted to be in the position he's in. It's nearly like Stephen Cluxton. I said to my brother on the way home from that game, a bunch of Cluxton done similar as Gallaghan. But No, I am genuinely, I'm very happy for Ray, but I suppose it's like anything in life, there's always going to be concerns, there's always going to be people saying this. The probably, for like a lot of the feedback I would have got up when I said about Ray being the manager was the lack of maybe experience. To my knowledge, I don't think Ray has kind of, you've gone down that kind of line before. It's a big, big undertaking. Like I was talking to a few people in Breffy Park there last night, and a lot of people saying it's a huge undertaking for him to go straight in from playing to managing straight away. Like, and I only seen a clip there last night on Twitter. I think it was a Tommy Rooney and Paddy Andrews and James Dunne who were probably making a couple of good points that, like, not in a million years, but they've kind of done it. You're kind of playing with lads, and then you go to playing with. It's a huge, huge task for Ray. He looks like he's taking all the stride. You know, we looked very kind of composed and relaxed in Breffy Park there last night, but the big thing for a lot of people seems to be the lack of experience that he has. He's a serious backroom team. I think everyone's got wind about the backroom team at this stage. It's a large number of people, lots of experience. But I really do hope it goes well for him because he looks so happy to be in the position he's in, probably living out a bit of a childhood dream to agree, never mind playing and then managing. It's different gravy sort of stuff. But just the lack of experience might just be the only thing I would be concerned about.
Yeah, I suppose maybe the response to that, though, is obviously his backroom team. Like, when you look at the amount of experience that's in the backroom team, he's obviously got Eamon Murray in there, obviously the former Meath ladies football manager, obviously won back-to-back All-Irelands when he was in charge of the Meath ladies. And you also have Stephen O'Neill coming in as well as a forwards coach. So, and even looking through, like, looking at some, like, I'm just looking at the amount of people that are on the ticket here, and
yeah,
you know, a lot of people, like, just going, going through it all. You've got former Cavan player, a good couple of former Cavan players on there. You've got a former Mayo player in there as well, James Burke, I think it is. So you've got a whole host of experienced heads coming in there, which I think is going to be huge for Eamon Gallagher, in fairness.
Yeah, like, it will be huge. And, like, and in fairness, I did think, I was probably watching, it's funny, I was only saying to a fella earlier on, I was probably watching what was going on along the sideline, then I was watching the game itself. It was probably that poor quality of times. But so basically you have James Burke. James Burke, obviously, he's been involved the last year or so. James was a coach with James Horan in Mayo. And then he obviously has a lot of experience himself. And then you've, of course, Stephen O'Neill. We all know about the quality of Stephen O'Neill. He was part of Enda McGinney's backroom team with Antrim. He was with the Tyrone Footballers a couple of years ago as well. So Ray did really look like he was kind of, I suppose, communicating a lot with James Burke and Stephen O'Neill last night. Like, that looked really, I suppose, evident. And obviously, two lads that have been there, done that. And then, of course, you've Eamon Murray as well. Eamon has had unbelievable success with the Meath Lady Footballer. So, look, the backroom team is absolutely stellar, I really do have to say. I suppose the only thing that a lot of people would be saying, like, it's when you have too many voices, that might lead to more problems. And then, like, one person might be saying one thing, another person might be saying another thing. So, you know, you have a lot of voices. So it's more just kind of a situation whereas you want maybe Ray, the book, to kind of stop a Ray. And, like, I hope that's not too difficult for him because, like, there is so many people involved in that backroom team. But again, there is lots of quality. As we do say, there is a lot of winners that's gone in there. But I really do hope it can and does work for him because it really does look like he's put in so much kind of, I suppose, effort getting everyone involved. And my God, Aaron, like, we know, me and you always talk about, like, the levels of commitment that's involved in the game. It is probably true to the roof. It is a full-time job. But look, I do reiterate, I hope it does go well for him. But look, it's a huge shot in the dark, probably from the county board to, I suppose, appoint Ray at the time as well. Because look, when you look at the other candidates, I suppose Danny Hughes, to a degree, and I know Danny quite well, he's a lovely fella. He didn't keep managing, like, his club team. He won, like, an intermediate championship. So Danny had a bit of experience, I suppose, but maybe the county board just didn't see fit to give Danny the job. And then, I suppose, with Jason Riley, Jason would have won, like, an intermediate championship with a club called Lacken here in Cavan. He would have won a senior championship with Cavan Gales at 17. So, you know, Jason did have a bit of experience as well. You know, and this, unfortunately, it was, from Jason's point of view, it was the second time of asking. He just didn't get the Cavan job. So he probably was a bit peeved off to a degree. But look, we can only wish Ray well. But again, it's a huge undertaking, and you're really hoping, you know, him and his backroom team and everything is linking well, and it's a good line of communication, and there's not this or this lad saying that. You're hoping the book does have to stop a Ray, so you're hoping that, like, you know, there's a good, I suppose, coordination amongst the group.
Absolutely, yeah. Tomo says here, I might be going to the Mead Cabin game in Breffni Park. Yeah, that'll definitely be a cracker, no doubt. For any fan TV, since when did Gallaghan retire? Remember that point he scored against Monaghan to end their summer in 2020 or 21? It was a hard defeat to swallow. Yeah, I think that was the one during COVID, I think in winter, wasn't it?
Very fit. Yeah, Jesus was great. I think that was literally in the midst of COVID lockdown. And I think that could have been just around Halloween. I think it was like the 30th or the 31st of October. I was on the way to win the old title of the COVID Cup, as people say it. Farnie Fan TV, Ray didn't actually, I think the story was, if he was going to get the management job, he was just going to retire. So there's nothing kind of official retirement made. So yeah, again, like if he's obviously not going to be playing now, and obviously Liam Brady from Rammers, he was number one there last night. He looks like the replacement for Ray at the minute. Gary O'Rourke from Bally Ace is in there as well. But yeah, so that not no official retirement, but I think the plan was if he was going to get the job, he was going to pack it in. But my God, he had so many for Cavan. He was like, for a lad that started off as a forward to end up as a goalie, and a very, very good goalie at that. It takes some doing.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose he's going to take some replacing between the sticks as well, because as you said, Ernie Fan TV was saying there, like that point he scored, obviously towards the end of the game to beat Monaghan. I think he has been one of the top scoring goalkeepers over the last couple of years as well, in terms of he's obviously been taking the 45s quite consistently, and you know, any freeze or out from off the ground from a distance, he's usually the man standing over. So even finding a replacement for him between the sticks, like that's going to be a loss as well, like not having him actually out there on the field. But I suppose there's no better man to pick his own replacement, is there?
Yeah, true enough. Like he'll know best, because he done the goals for so long. He done what, 9 years or 8 to 9 years? So it was quite a long time for him to be between the sticks. So no, he will know. And like, in fairness, Liam Brady was very good against Derry last night. He made two very, very good saves. So he definitely done himself no harm. And then of course, if Gary O'Rourke from Ballyhays, obviously Ballyhays got to the Ulster final, but I suppose it is last year. So last year at this stage, and Gary is a very, very good keeper. He's a fantastic kick out, and two very good lads to potentially obviously to replace Ray at this stage. So Ray will know best. But again, it's big boots to fill, because my God, Ray was exceptional in between the six for Cavan. Let's not make no doubt about it. It was always going to be the concern who was going to replace Ray, because we obviously, you know, Ray wasn't getting any younger. So we always, Cavan fans probably always did have it in the back of their mind, right? Who is going to be replacing this man when he does call it a day? So I really hope it goes well for Liam Brady and Gary O'Rourke, but Liam was actually very good last night. You have a man called Fergal O'Rourke from Lara. He's thereabouts as well. So look, their competition will be stiff between the three lads, make no doubt about it. So hopefully Ray can pick the right keeper, I suppose.
Yeah, and that can only be a good thing, in fairness, having the more options you can have for the position, that can only be helpful. Farnie Fan TV saying 96 points in 99 championship games for Gallaghan. Just behind Began, Morgan and Cluxton. Yeah, there you go. That goes to show, like, considering the Cavan don't always go as far as the likes of, you know, your Dublins and, you know, your Monaghans in the championship and everything. So fair play there. Just looking back at last year for Cavan, maybe just doing a bit of review of last season, like looking at the league, first of all, obviously got promoted pretty comfortably enough. I know when you look at the league table, it doesn't really look that way, because you finished second with 10 points. It was the same as Down, but you were already promoted going into your final two games. And I think you lost. I think the two defeats in the league were your last two games against Antrim and Fermanagh, two games you didn't even need to win. You obviously beat Fermanagh in the Division 3 final. Disappointing defeat, obviously, to Armagh in Ulster. And then I suppose in the Tailteann Cup, knocked out by Down as well. So, like, it was a little... It kind of, the season sort of started well, and then it just
finished very badly.
Petered out in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, like I think last year was a very up and down sort of season. I think Mickey Graham probably was off the mindset, right? You know, let's just get out of Division 3 and let's get back up to Division 2. And I think that's probably what his aim was. And like, geez, I remember that. I think that Antrim game, it was up in Carrigan Park, if my memory serves me correctly. And Jesus, I think I was just looking at the score on Twitter, and my God, we were down by a good couple of points. And Jesus, I thought, like, is this real life kind of thing, to a degree, with the form Antrim were showing up until that game, and Antrim bet us. And then obviously Fermanagh bet us at Breffni Park, but obviously we bet them Croke Park the week after. But yeah, like the league, I think Mickey's aim was, I think once we took the first five games we would have played, would have been four to five games that we won. So I think Mickey was like, right, let's just get these games won. And then I think the last two, like, okay, probably did take the foot on the pedal. Like, let's probably not beat around the bush. Get enough points and just go up. I think that's Mickey. That's what Mickey's objective was. The players done that. They got the wins and up the went. In fairness, they took care of them games very professionally. I remember, like, they put up very high scores and against the likes of Tipperary, against the likes of Longford. So it was professionally done up until the last two games. Probably freak results to a degree. I know Fermanagh beat us in Breffni Park. That was a bittersweet one for Fermanagh because Fermanagh haven't had much joy with us the last couple of years. And then obviously in the league final. Before I can remember it, like, the first half was poor, and then Cavan kind of got going in the second half. Obviously not a game for the ages. For Manor were very, very poor that night, considering they're so good the week before. They probably should have saved their performance for Croke Park, but then come championship, I think the Armagh game, oh man, like, it was just, oh god, looking back on the Armagh game, it was kind of like bandying around the world too much, but it was nearly, like, from a Cavan point of view, it was like the great kind of depression after the game. Like, it was just, we kind of built ourselves up so much for that game. I know Armagh got to the final, got betting, whatever, but like, we genuinely did think that there was a lot of hype and buzz going into that game that we could win it and maybe the good side of the draw in Ulster and go on and get to an Ulster final. Didn't happen like that. The rain came down at Breffni Park. Armagh completely acclimatized to the conditions and just took care of us, really. Cavan were absolutely desperate that day. And it was really, really just a glum feeling after that Armagh game. Jesus, it was just a shocking performance. No one really had any excuses for it. Mickey himself just looked just, he was shocked after it. It was just such a bad performance. And then it was just picking ourselves up for the Tallinn Cup. And I know we won the first couple of games. Poor enough sort of game against, I think it was against maybe Laois. And then who else did you have in the Tallinn Cup? Was it London? I think we took care of London. And so, look, you're always probably going to beat them teams. I think Laois gave us a bit of a fright a few stages in the Kingspan Breffni Park, if I remember serving correctly. But then, just, oh man, just, I probably had to more support the depression. The game against Down when they knocked us out. Yeah, that was a real low point. And Mickey probably, I think it took a couple of weeks later, he packed his bags with Cavan. I think that was a real low point. Another low point. And probably the finish to the season, that's the way after the Armagh game finished up, it was probably just not great. I know down under Conor Lafferty, we were building bridges, but Jesus, like, it was not expected at Kingspan Breffni. We thought we could have took care of them at home, but down beating us probably was the icing on the cake for a bad season. So, yeah, 2023 probably wasn't a great year. I know we did get promotion and that was important, but we were on the right side of the draw in Ulster. You could have had a real proper go into Tallinn and just didn't seem like that. And I think the wheels really did fall off after the Armagh game. Like, my God, I think we were playing Laois in Breffni Park in the Tallinn Cup. And sure, look, I think the stand was barely full or something. Really just downbeat sort of feeling, and just no one really kind of wanted to be at them games. And the crowds picked up for the Down game and bits and bobs, but yeah, hopefully we can kind of push on this year and kind of right the wrongs, obviously, from last year. I know obviously the pressure will be on Ray, but yeah, looking back, I definitely remember that. I think I went out for a few points after that Armagh game, and geez, the feeling about the, you know yourself after, like, I know Dublin didn't experience many losses in their time, but you know, after a bad defeat, the feelings are just low. Like, Armagh were obviously on the crest of a wave, but Mike, it was just a really just desperate night in Breffni Park, and you wouldn't look back with it too much fondness. But yeah, definitely a very mixed bag 2023, and hopefully 2024 can be more prosperous.
Yeah, Gavin says the Down and Armagh games in the championship at home were terrible. The rest of the year was pretty good though. You just put it down to a case of Mickey Graham took Cavan as far as he could, really, and that was the main, because I remember even in the Tallinn Cup, I think most people, obviously having lost in the final the year previous, like, most people had yourselves as favourites. And I do think, like, if you got over Down, you got a bit of momentum behind you, I do reckon you probably could have beat Meath in the final. So do you think it was just a case of Mickey Graham just, you know, I suppose he took this Cavan team as far as he could, really?
Yeah, like, I suppose that kind of probably reverts back to my point. I think when he probably got, it's hard to know people's mindsets and ways of going on, but I think when he did get us back out of Division 3 and up to Division 2, he felt like his work was done. Like, I know you can't just blame the weather for everything, but my God, like, it was just very, very, as the commenter there said, it was very bad performance against Armagh. It just, you couldn't really make up any excuses for what happened that day. Like, it was just very poor. And I don't know, like, it was a pity to kind of sign off the way he did. Like, I know he kept getting his promotion out of Division 2 or get up to Division 2, but it's just when you feel there could have been a better finish to the year, that's probably what why Cavan fans are so disappointed. And, like, fairness, like, I know people say this, that and the other bit, the Armagh team, but we're in Division 2 with them this year. We do level up to Armagh on their day, and I know Johnny Murta, our fellow pundit, would be give us good slack about Armagh, but I really do think we can level up to them. On, like, we've had a good Ulster Championship record against Armagh in recent years as well, so there's no reason why we can't, and I can't and will. But I think Mickey, as you said, he did probably reach the end. I think getting knocked, I think there was definitely, and Jesus, in fairness, I just wearing the down jersey, probably not a good omen, but I just didn't go to that down game because I probably had a bit of a weird feeling that we down were flying the week leading into that. Conor Lafferty was flying, so I just said, right, probably best to avoid it. And my God, the onslaught on online, you're looking on Twitter, you're looking on Facebook, and it was just a lot of bad feeling after that down game. So unfortunately, I think Mickey Graham said, right, yeah, this is, as you say, this is probably all I can do with this team.
Yeah, I was just thinking that as well, wearing a down jersey.
I know, wrong shout.
Yeah, put the wrong jersey on by accident.
Yeah, not like me.
Sure, look, I think of a Galway hat there as well, to be fair. I picked up a Galway hat on holiday.
Oh, very good.
Many years ago, probably why they don't really do that well. I probably jinxed them. That's probably why I have an awful habit of jinxing teams recently.
Me and you both, buddy.
Looking ahead to the league then next year. Just looking at the fixtures here: Kildare away, Donegal home, Cork away, Louth away. A lot of away games there to begin with. Meath home, Armagh away, Fermanagh home. Like, what's the expectation for Cavan in Division 2 next year? Like,
yeah.
I mean, obviously in the last like 5-6 years, I think it's been, you've either been promoted or relegated. That's usually how it's gone.
Hopefully Ray can book that trend, yeah.
Yeah, like what's the expectation really? Because it's going to be tough in there. Like we saw how good Donegal looked last night as well. I know like they went really strong and Armagh probably put out a third or, you know, second or third.
Under 20 team, yeah.
Yeah, under 20 team, but like, one thing we know from Jim McGuinness is that those Donegal lads are going to come flying out of traps.
Oh, God, yeah. Look, 100%. But I think Division 2 this year, I think Ray would genuinely be delighted. And I think this is probably, like I said this on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, I think this is probably where our ceiling is. I think we are a Division 2 team if we can just kind of sustain ourselves. Because we did show a lot of quality in Division 3 last year. We did show teams we were too good for them. We were 100% too good for Division 4. So I think if we can sustain ourselves in Division 2, because we did try Division 1 football in 17 and 19 and just went straight back down again. So I think if we can withstand ourselves, there is winnable games there. Like, I know we have an away trip to Cork. I think that'll be very, very, that'll be an extremely tough test. You have the likes of Meath. I think you've Meath at home. Do you have the fixtures in front of you, Aaron?
Yeah, I have them here. Yeah.
If you want to go through them there, maybe we could just, if we could, might what's the first game?
So the first one is Kildare away.
That's in Croke Park, I think. Is it?
It is actually, yeah. It actually
Croke Park, yeah.
Double header with the Dublin Monaghan game, actually.
Beautiful. Might make the venture up to that. That'll be tight. That'll be tough. Kildare, obviously, under Glenn Ryan. Hopefully, he'll not be blaming the music that night. I had to get that one in.
I think that joke's nearly getting old now. We need him to do something else or something.
Oh, he will. Aaron Prendergast. He will. Do not dismay at that man. I think that will be, it's a very tough game to start, Kildare. I don't think many teams would like that, especially Croke Park. Cavan of this voodoo in Croke Park about kind of maybe underperforming when they get up to the big stage, but it'll be a tough test against Kildare. Obviously Newbridge getting done up, so this is the reason for Croke Park, but I think it'll definitely be a tough game. Kildare, I don't know, is Daniel Flynn, has he committed for this year ahead? I've no word on that.
I haven't heard a word, so
he's obviously a huge addition to that Kildare team. Then obviously Jimmy Hyland, he was very good for Naas there a couple of weeks ago against Kilmacud, but yeah, like, I think it'll be a very tight game. Again, you kind of need to hit the ground running as well. Can we kind of get over this Croke Park voodoo in time? Last night probably didn't help, but look, I suppose we could touch in the league games when they start coming up, when we know more about players and who's going to be fit and stable and bits and bobs. But Jesus, yeah, you could be potential draw there. You wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, even your home games, like, you've Donegal at home, which, you know, second game out, that's probably going to be a very tough game looking at, you know,
yeah.
Donegal are probably going to want to start strong, although you never know. You know, I don't think it's going to be all plain sailing for Donegal. There might be some slip-ups there, but your final two home games are the big ones, though. I think Meath at home on March 2nd, and then the last game of the league season, coincidentally, it's Fermanagh again at home. So, I mean, those two home games could be crucial, because you'd be looking at it and thinking Fermanagh Louth, I think maybe Meath might be in around relegation as well. So
I look at it in fairness, because it's always been Division Two has probably been the best divisions. But I think it'll be very, very tight just to probably sustain ourselves. But I think you need how many 6 points to stay up, isn't it? About that,
which
6 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get your three wins, and I think there is very winnable games. That, as I said, that Kildare game is absolutely. It kind of just depends how much emphasis Glenn Ryan does put into the league with Kildare. Can he get a bit of a run going in Leinster? It'll be very interesting to see. But I think we will. I honestly do think we can and will stay in Division Two. We will need to hit the ground running. It needs to be an aim of ours to sustain ourselves in Division Two, because that's where we are at when we do play at our best. I know don't want to repeat myself, but we have been in Division One. It hasn't gone well. So I think if we can just stay put, get the few wins, get any injuries cleared up in time, I think we should be able to stay put in Division Two. And it has to be a huge aim for us this year.
Yeah, Gavin was saying here, actually, I think Gavin Kildare was changed to Carlow that's where all of Kildare's home games will be. I just Googled it there, and it actually is. Yeah, it's in Carlow. So, unfortunately for you, John, you won't be able to make the trip up to Dublin. You know, we could add a few points there.
I know. That's the first thing that came into my head. Never mind the match. God, I don't know, hit the dices or something all day.
Carlow's a good spot, to be fair, though. I remember
never been
there before. Yeah,
never been.
I went away with a few lads there a couple of years ago.
Okay.
During college, good bit of a laugh down there. Good student town and everything else.
Brilliant.
So might be worth the trip. In fairness.
Brilliant. Yeah, who knows? Gavin might be having us on there. Croke Park. Fingers crossed. Change of heart. Croke Park or no? We should have a Croke Park or nowhere. The week leading into that game.
Yeah. I think Kildare. And look, I think it might benefit Kildare get more game, even more games in Croke Park. Narrow the advantage ever so slightly, but there we go. So you're thinking then expectation just sort of stay up fifth position, fourth position, something like that.
To be honest, as long as avoid the drop would be to be the big aim. And there is, I know, obviously, last night probably wasn't a good show for Calvin against Derry last night, but I do think if we can withstand ourselves, stay there, it'll breed a bit of confidence and then just build platforms from there. But no, I think, survive it. I don't really mind where we finish, as long as it's not the bottom two, of course. But no, there is winnable games there. Like an Oakle there, the likes of Cork will be very tricky. You know, we've a good enough record against Meath in recent years. We have a very good record against Fermanagh in recent years as well. Loud could be a sticky one. Loud could be a very sticky one for Calvin, the likes of Sam and Roy. I know Mickey Hart's gone, Jer Brennan's in there now. That's a few talk points there, but very sticky games in Division 2 this year. Very much looking forward to getting to the games as well. There'd be big Cavan crowds at a lot of these games. Division 2 is where you want to be. Division 1, the games are going to be a few of the games will be on the TV. It's just where you want to be, Aaron, because to my knowledge, I don't think any of our games would have been shown footage of them in Division 3 and 4. So it's just where Cavan football needs to be, your 1 and 2 division, because as Aaron, I suppose, I don't want to sound like a broken record, I've said this to you a million times, it's a football mad county. You need to be in these positions. You need to be in these league standings.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I suppose it was, Cavan were in Division 1 not even too long ago. So I suppose that should be the aspiration, most definitely long term. Farney Fan TV says Cavan could be in the All-Ireland series come the end of the league. I reckon they have a good enough squad to push for a third or fourth finish. I like what I've seen last year. Yeah. In the league. I think that's an important point as well, isn't it? Because I can't really remember now the whole structure of how this year's championship might look, but I know if you get relegated from 7th and 8th, I think you'll be in the Tailteann Cup and possibly 6th place, because I know there's a possibility Clare and Munster might potentially go to a Munster final again when you look at the draw of the Munster championship. So it's looking like if you avoid the bottom three and get 5th or 4th, then you should be you should be in the All-Ireland series. But look, at you know, the All-Ireland championship structure at times is like, you know, a textbook from Einstein back in, you know, the 1800s or whatever. So we'll have to wait and see, but there we go.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. And they're trying to understand the whole structure at the minute. Like, geez, Matthew Hurley, some of the boys have to come on and figure it out, or maybe Seamus Brady from, oh man, like, it's very, very difficult to understand. But again, look, stay put in Division 2. I think that has to be the, has to be, like, look, a promotion would be an absolute brilliant, you know, brilliant bit of, I suppose, progression for Cavan football. But realistically, grand scheme of things, I think is Division 2 is where we're at. Like, it's clear to be seen we were too good for Division 3 and 4 last year. Sustain ourselves in Division 2, because I think for the way things are probably are at the minute, and I suppose Ray's first year, he'd be genuinely delighted to stay put in Division 2.
Who do you reckon does get promoted then?
Oh, God. I'd love to say ourselves, but it's just at the minute it's quite hard to see. I think, well, Danny Coolan can tell us more on this in a couple of weeks' time, but I think Cork could really be threatening it, and Kildare potentially, if they can get their house in order. I think Loud might regress after Mickey Hart leaving. I just get that feeling. Sam Mulroy was absolutely gutted when he left. I could just tell by him, he was very, I suppose, very truthful about the whole situation. But Donegal are there as well. Jim McGuinness. Mead there too. It's a very, very good division, Aaron. Like, you can't get away from it. Yeah, Armagh as well. How can you forget about the Jesus at the might of Armagh? They might win a penalty shootout someday. I had to get that one in.
You're on
fire. What was I going to say to you? Who'll get promotion out of all that? Probably, I think if both teams get their house in order, Armagh and Donegal probably.
Yeah, I think so as well. Farnie Fan TV says Donegal Mead. Mm. Yeah, look, a lot of people.
I think Armagh will go up. I think, but see, Armagh's league form, Armagh put in so much emphasis into the championship as well. So it'll be very interesting to see what way they approach the league. But if they can get their strong team back, like last night was just a blip, and I know a lot of people are saying, and my God, I've seen a tweet. I don't know if you see it, Aaron. I think it was a GAA league table. So any day you beat Armagh is a good day, so on and so forth. Like, I heard that was that, like, McGainey wasn't even at the game, and I think it was like Armagh's under 20 team. So, like, yeah, come on, like, you know, it's
yeah. No, you can never read too much into preseason. I mean, you only have to look at last year, for example, in the O'Byrne Cup. Like, Longford done really well in the O'Byrne Cup. I think Dublin won it in the end. Like, that's what I mean. Dublin won it in the end. I can barely even remember it.
100%, yeah.
And Longford went on to get relegated in Division 3. So, like, it's one of them things. It's a good barometer. It's a good place to try out young players, try different things out. But again, it's not like you can never look. Like, remember when Cork absolutely battered Kerry last year in pre-season? And,
yeah, but, you know,
everyone was bigging up Cork and playing down Kerry, and then Cork went out and lost to Meath. So you just can't be looking into pre-season too much.
In fairness, if you were to look in, like my God, you'd break your heart if you were to read too much into the game last night. And you're not supposed to, because it's trial and error. Like, there's lads getting their debuts, there's young lads coming on to the team. Like, I think from like that, like, going back to that, like, Armagh Donegal thing, for people to be saying, like, it's this and it's that and great, I couldn't name one Armagh player that I knew in that whole panel there. Like, and it just speaks volumes when McGainey was away elsewhere. Like, McGainey didn't, I think he sent, like, was it the under 20 management team to the game or something? McGainey didn't even turn up. So I Donegal fans, if there's any fans watching, calm your ham, lads. It's January.
Absolutely. And to be fair, like, when I looked at both teams and Scorbio, I don't think it was Donegal's best starting 15, but it was very close. And, like, to be fair, they brought Oisin Gallen off the bench as well, and brought a lot of the lads off the bench in fairness. In terms of personnel for Cavan next year, how's it looking? Like, obviously you won't have Raymond Gallagher, as we know. Don't think Thomas Gallagher's coming back.
Not sure. Haven't heard anything of Tomás. And it's probably, I think he just is that travel bug, Aaron. I think when I heard he was going off travelling, and I think I'm not sure what part of the world is it. It could even be Australia. I'm not sure where he is, but he's still travelling at the minute. And it'd be hard to incentivize a lad to come over from Kenny Cup games. But go on it.
Yeah, no Grode McKernan, I've seen as well.
Yeah, like, in fairness, I definitely have reservations about that. And I was only talking to a few people in Breffy Park about that last night as well. Grode's been an unbelievable servant to Cavan football. God, I remember him from his under 21 days and the likes of 2010 and 2011. And it's hard to believe he's basically playing for Cavan since then. it was in the Angus Celtic last week that Ray McGallaghan just basically said he wasn't part of their plans. And like, it's, I don't know, like, look, is there a window there that he can come back? Or like, you know, is the door fully closed? I'm not too sure. But it was just, it was odd language, I suppose, Ray, to be using in terms of like, I hope the door's not fully closed, because like God, you could always rely on Giroud. I know some of the big games at times passed by, maybe in the Ulster Championship or All-Ireland Series at times, but he's been an unbelievable servant of Cavan football. I hope that's not him just saying, right, Giroud, thanks very much, we'll see you later. Like, he had a great year in 2020 when we won Ulster as well. He's always basically been there, and he's a mammoth of a man, as I said. So hopefully that's not the end of Giroud, but I just didn't like that terminology, you know, Ray was basically using, like, you know, that's, you know, he's not part of our plans, because I think Ray will need all the help he can get this year, especially trying to stay put in Division 2, and just maybe to say Giroud's just not part of our plans was just, I don't know, it's just quite odd, but sure, hopefully that's not the end we've seen for him, because he's been a classy footballer.
Yeah, well, I was thinking the exact same as you as well when I seen the article, because it's not like it was a retirement or anything like that. It was, you know, and it didn't even seem necessarily like Giroud didn't want to play. It maybe saw, you know, looked like maybe it was Raymond Gallagher's decision, and I don't really know, like, if...
Yeah, we don't know, but nothing comes out. Yeah. I'm sorry to put in, but like, you see, nothing comes out, like, and this is what I'm saying with county setups, and we talk about the Dubs being so close book, but you're clutching at straws any time you hear stuff from the county. So, like, we don't know, like, we don't know, has Giroud, like, announced his retirement? Has Giroud put into, like, the WhatsApp group chat and said to Ray, like, I'm not going to be about? Has he... We don't, like, no one really knows about Giroud's situation. Like we hear all sorts, but I just wouldn't like to see it being a situation. He's been such an unbelievable servant to Cavan football. You could always rely on him. He was always kind of there. And for him just to, you know... Just to finish up after maybe that down game, and that's kind of it, it'd be very disappointing. But, oh, look, it's, you know, county setups work in mysterious ways, Aaron.
Yeah, they do, in fairness. But I mean, who do you think comes in then? Like, any younger players then? Because as you said, like, there's going to be a few players. Anyone else leaving, even?
Well, I think Conor Moynagh would have been there since basically 2015, 2016, in around that. And Conor Moynagh is due to get married either this year or next year, so he'll be quite busy. He'll be a busy man now for the next couple of months. But in fairness, Conor went travelling in, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, 2020, and then would have come back in 2021. Had a good year 2019, the year got to the Ulster final. But unfortunately, Conor just couldn't really stake his claim in the Cavan team the last couple of years. I think maybe down to potentially just a lack of game time. Maybe it might be one of Conor's frustrations. Obviously, Conor's would have had a lot of experience in 2014. He was joint captain and probably a very good player. I think the year he went travelling, you know, then he came back, and then he probably just, since he nearly came back from traveling, he's probably just been on the fringes of the team, not getting much game time. So that could be down to a lot of it, maybe the lack of game time or just other commitments that's going on in life, because we always talk about the commitment of the game, and it is very much time consuming. But other names than that, I haven't really heard of anyone else. Oh, like the Angus Celtic just reported it was Grove McCarron and Conor Moynagh, but if there could be potentially more lads, or maybe lads who are on the fringes, but that's all retirement wise, or lads that could be potentially fully done for Cavan, is what I hear from was Conor Moynagh. Killian Clark as well, he was there at the game yesterday. I think he's given it one more year. I think he's going to be there for Cavan this year. I thought Clark was going to finish up, but he's staying put. I think there's other... Yeah, I think that just that all, I just heard them too. And then obviously, of course, you might have heard, or maybe other younger lads, but there is a bit of an influx. Like James Smith, I remember you were having a conversation with James Smith. He's back. He was playing full forward last night. He was quiet enough last night now, but he's back. He's a serious footballer. And it's great to have him back amongst the team again. But you wouldn't want to lose too many more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and what players do you think maybe will come into the team?
Come into the team, but yeah, there was a few debutants there last night. James Smith's brother, Peter Smith from Crushalaw, he came on as a sub there last night. Jack Tully from Cavan Gales. There's a guy called Emmanuel Shehu. His brother Joshua was playing for Cavan Gales in the minor final the other day. Cavan Gales were narrowly beat in the minor final. So the Shehu brothers are all very, very good footballers and a welcomed addition to Cavan football. My God, we'll take them with open arms. They're brilliant lads. But I think it's like from the Cavan panel, there's like, I think there's like Breen O'Connell from Rammer. He was there a couple of years ago. You have Mark McGee. So, look, McKenna Cup, as I said, it's very trial and error. You're kind of bringing lads in and out. But it seems to be at the minute, I think, well, very much like any team really, Aaron, I think coming down the home stretch, I think, and probably Cavan's mindset, and someone only said this yesterday, Donegal had a lad that was 17 that came on for them. Cavan have always kind of stuck with the kind of the old guard to kind of get them over the line to a degree. So it kind of looks like that. I'd say coming down the home stretch, Aaron, it'll be very much reverting back to the team you had last year. And like, it's just probably the unfortunate reality for lads. Like, it's probably bursting the backside since October, November, doing runs, doing this, and then you're chopped after the McKenna Cup. Like, and my God, like, in fairness, I really hats off to the county lads, because like me and my brother were driving away from the game yesterday, and the substitutes were doing runs and drills after the game, and to Christ, like, imagine lads were working in Dublin and you have to head up the road again. Like, it's a serious commitment, Aaron. Like, geez, they're rather than me. But it's just county football, it's a harsh reality, because like, you know, Ray picks up the phone, and if you're not part of his plans after McKenna Cup, you're saying to yourself, you know, what am I after doing for the last 3 months?
Yeah, yeah, no, like, and especially in this kind of weather as well, and yeah, conditions over the last few days. So, absolutely, indeed. Just looking ahead to the championship, you've got nice draw, in fairness. You've got Monaghan, winner of that, then plays Tyrone, winner of that, then plays Derry, Donegal. So, yeah, I suppose, look, listen, not the toughest draw there for Cavan.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of people are probably saying, like, about the hold on a minute, you're slagging, aren't you?
And it doesn't get much tougher than that, does it?
Like, I know. Jesus, to add to it. Monaghan first game will be very interesting, because Monaghan probably, we did beat them in 19, we bet them in 2020. Was there any other games we bet them in after that in the championship? So we had the two games we bet them in the last couple of years, but it'll be a very tough game to start with. Obviously, Monaghan will be absolutely mad to put one over us again. The good record against us as well, in fairness, like, the better than 13 and 15 even. That'll be a very good game of football. You're nearly be already looking forward to it. I know it's only January, but the game will be in April or May, but it'll be very tight. Monaghan Cavan games are always very tight. Very interesting if Conor McManus will be fully fit for that game, or fully all good to go. But it is probably a very tough Ulster Championship draw. But again, Ray's mindset, is it consolidate yourself in Division 2 and start building blocks, or is it just beat Monaghan and then whatever happens after that's a bonus kind of thing? And then obviously whatever happens with the Tallaght Cup. But yeah, the championship from the Cavan end of things, I suppose we can get over the McKenna and get over the league first. But a run in Ulster with the teams that's around us really flying at the minute, like Derry will be, like, if you think about it, Aaron, like, I think Derry will be very good under Mickey Hart. I think he'll get a serious, like, in fairness, I know there's been a lot of debate and talk about Mickey Hart joining Derry, but I think he will get a serious tune out of them lads. I think Armagh under McGeaney, again, which we all know about Armagh, like, always just being so close and not just getting over the line, but Armagh did thereabouts. Donegal under McGuinness, be very interested in that as well. Like, God, I was watching Pat McBrady talk after that game last night, and it's only McKenna Cup, and McBrady was always, I suppose, a very, you know, he was very matter-of-fact sort of character, but he was very serious-minded in that interview last night. He was kind of not getting too ahead of himself. So, like, Donegal will be there, thrown under Brian Dewar, Fergal Logan. I'm surprised, very surprised Fergal Logan and Brian Dewar stayed put, actually. God, I thought they were going to finish up. But so the other teams around is absolutely fine. So, look at, to be honest with you, if we can try stay in Division 2, beat Monaghan, and then after that, anything's a bonus, Aaron, really. That's just being honest, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think probably an important thing, really, is the league when you think about it. Yeah. Like, even looking at that draw there, like, if you can... Again, I don't think it's... Going into the Tailteann Cup, you know, I suppose it gets talked about, like, it's... You know,
but the Tallaght Cup's going to be tougher and tougher to win every year. So the fact, bit of optimism 24, no one probably expect Cavan to win Ulster. Jeez, Cavan, it's being realistic, unfortunately. But well, look, anything can happen. That's the kind of world we live in. But the Tallaght Cup, Aaron, I was saying to you, it's getting tougher and tougher to year win every year. So, you know, we did have chances to do well in it, you know. But sorry, you're saying.
No, I was just saying, like, obviously, like, the main focus will be to finish as high up in the league as possible, so you get your place in the All-Ireland series. But I was nearly thinking, like, you go into the All-Ireland series, fair enough, you know, we saw a couple of surprises in there last year, Cork getting a couple of wins, you know, Westmeath getting a draw, and it was fairly competitive enough in fairness. But, like, what would you rather nearly go into the All-Ireland series, maybe not do that much, maybe you get to a preliminary round game, you finish third place, or maybe you finish bottom of your group, or the Tailteann Cup, where you have the possibility of going all the way and maybe winning it. Like,
yeah,
what would you rather nearly?
Yeah, a couple of headaches probably for Rick. Like, and heading in, like, you know, what like apples or oranges, what you prefer. Like, but it's hard to know. Like, you know, do you go and win the Tailteann Cup and get a bit of silverware? Because God, we seen the night they won the Ulster, my God, no one could meet up. But you've seen the scenes after. So I think a bit of silverware would definitely not go astray. It would be absolutely brilliant, and even have a big push in Division Two. But I think you probably need to be pragmatic. I think when you're looking at the quality of side in Ulster at the minute, and it being so competitive, and always was competitive, the teams rising, I just think the teams around us probably are at a bit operating at a bit of a different level. Like, when you're looking at, like, Jim McGuinness will 110% get a bounce out of them Donegal lads, and Kieran McGeaney with Armagh, like, if you see Conor Gilligan coming in and giving them a hand now, he'll be a serious addition. Like, Fergal O'Brien, Ryan Dewar, Throne, it is very interesting. I thought there's going to be a shake up there. So the teams around us probably really just kind of flying, whereas Cavan, like, I know under Ray will give it his best shot, but I just think the experience that the other managers have around us will probably help them so much more than us to agree. And it might just take that year or two with Cavan to really develop this team, and it might just take that bit of time for Ray to get the response that he wants from the lads. And obviously Ray probably has a 2 to 3 year plan, and hopefully all will go well for him. But I think this year, if you're being realistic, and I know probably Kevin O'Reilly probably wants a bit of optimism, but if you're to just stay in Division 2, you know, get maybe a win against Monaghan and see whatever happens in the Tailteann. Try win the Tailteann, of course.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, like, if you end up in it, I think yeah, you should definitely go and try win it. If you ended up in the All-Ireland series, like, how do you reckon you'd get on?
Oh, win the All-Ireland. Oh, win it. Yeah, go up the stand.
Yeah,
go
up the stand. Win it. I mean, you know, you've won the joint most amount of All-Ireland from an Ulster team, I'm pretty sure, alongside
God is when we God is when we win one again. Yeah, look, in All-Ireland, the way the format is, like, an All-Ireland quarterfinal, of course, that'd probably be Cavan's limit. It'd be great to get there, and I suppose a few backdoor games would be absolutely brilliant. But I think the way the season probably will pan out, it might just see us in the Tailteann. And again, I probably still try to need, I think everyone needs to try to figure out the whole format and the way it works. But yeah, I think if I'd probably prefer a bit of silverware, prefer to have a bit of silverware than, you know, just have a shaky sort of an All-Ireland campaign. Like, a Tailteann Cup would, in fairness, it would mean the world to Cavan fans.
Yeah, Gavin says, prepare to see Cavan and Sam again. Like, we gave the Tailteann Cup 2 goals and it didn't work.
I
suppose, yeah, like, it's one of them, you know. I was going to mention another county there, you know, who's gone on a drought of not winning a major trophy, but we won't go there. We won't say it. We won't go there.
Oh, the green and red. Aaron, but it just all depends. How do we, like, are we going to have, like, a positive mindset on these podcasts with the Mayo situation, the Cavan situation? Or, but how many days is this Mayo one? Go on, we'll crack a joke. 25,000-26,000 days, is it?
I think it's something like that. Yeah, there's a Twitter, there's a very good Twitter account that goes around and, you know, clocks all the days and mentions it. So there we go. Like, if you've nothing to do in your spare time, you can go and just count all the days. Jeez, I must have took a while counting all those days.
Oh my God,
how did it part of that Twitter account?
My God, how did it do it? Like, and I wouldn't mind, it has a lot of followers as well. But yeah, you'd want to be a serious loose end. No, Gavin, you'd probably do with a good point. And I know 2021 was it, we got to the final against Westmead in the Tailteann Cup, or sorry, 2022 even. You know, that was that Westmead team, very good Westmead team. We know about the power and strength of some of their players, very talented footballers. That probably was the chance to win it that day. But again, it's that Croke Park hoodoo of Cavan just failing to deliver when it matters most inside the walls of Croke Park. And then, I suppose, the game against Down last year when they knocked us out in Breffni Park. You see, but look, you'd like to think there's a bit of renewed confidence. There's a bit of renewed confidence with these lads under range. Sure, hopefully, you know, you could be looking at a Tailteann Cup this year, fingers crossed. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
There we go. Daniel says, Cavan have had some brilliant underage teams over the year. I nearly think that they could, that they really could have had lots more success in the past if the young lads stayed about.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I've been saying this, and I think I said this to you before, Aaron. We just didn't. Like, we had them for under 21 under Ulster titles a couple of years ago. I think it was from 11 to 14. And unfortunately, whatever between this and between that, I've had this discussion with many Cavan people in the podcast before. Whatever happened, I suppose, them players or them kind of players dropping away or just losing interest or going traveling or seeing the county games too much equipment. I don't know. It's hard to know. Did we really cash in with that success that we had? I know the Ulster title 2020, but I suppose that probably a lot of people say there's probably a lot of luck involved with that particular title, but it's kind of with just that team. Yeah, it probably beggars belief, and that's what a lot of people always say to me. God, John, what about them four Ulster titles? Under 21 titles he did win, but we just didn't cash in with them. Lads stepped away. Lads just probably lost interest, and they were very, very good teams. But just something missing when it comes to Cavan with that. It's a hard question for people. A lot of people answer. It's probably an uncomfortable question for people answer, but something has to give.
Yeah, for any fan TV who says Monaghan haven't won in All Ireland yet, officially the Arsenal of the top teams can never get over the line in the
You used to be waiting another while. You used to be waiting another while. Yeah. Like ourselves.
A little bit harsh on your own county there, I think. Considering Monaghan's such a small county with limited resources, whereas Arsenal are a massive football and institution. So I probably wouldn't agree with the Monaghan side of it, but the Arsenal side of it, yeah, I can get behind that, in fairness. Yeah. Here we go. Before we finish up then, Surprise package for next year and your All-Ireland winner for this year, the big one.
Oh, Lordy, Aaron, Christ bless and save it. It's the 4th of January. Why are you doing this to me? Surprise package to Mr. Prendergast. I will go with surprise package. There is a fantastic question. Let me see. Surprise package. God, who are we talking about there? It's so early on. Could we say a surprise package potentially being Donegal under Jim McGuinness? Is that a surprise package?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it would be. Like, I think if Donegal got to a semi-final or a final, I think that'd be a surprise. I don't know if it'd be that big of a surprise if they got to a quarter-final.
Yeah.
Well, considering they haven't got to a semi-final since 2014.
Uh-huh.
But then again, it's all about your own. It's all about people's perception. Some people might think a quarter final is a surprise. Some people might not. So I don't know.
And then I suppose would it be surprised? It's hard to know. Like with Derry potentially winning All Ireland, would that be a surprise for people? So I think Derry are in for a big season. I think Mickey Hart's not there for the good of his health. I think he can smell something with that Derry team. And geez, when they're full picked, like even when Shane McGuigan and Chrissy McKay came on last night, my God, McGuigan, he kind of lit the place up, and he was only on for about 10 or 15 minutes. Derry could really go far, but Donegal maybe as the surprise package. See, Farney Arbor saying awfully, you wouldn't know, we'll have to wait and see. All-Ireland winners, Aaron, you're going to love me for this, the Mighty Dubs. I see Jack McCaffrey literally saying the other day he hates the gym, he hates this, and he hates the routine of it and bits and bobs like that, but I think yous are going to win Sam this year, my man.
There we go. Yeah, it's looking like there's going to be, I suppose, all the talk about retirements, and it's looking like there's going to be none, and I'm hearing Cleveland's going to be coming back for the championship as well. So apparently all the lads are coming back for Simons, McCarthy. I think the motivation is to go for the 10th.
Oh, 10 All Ireland's.
I think that's what it is. But
yeah, 10 All Ireland's. Oh no, like unbelievable. Mickey Graham will win the All Ireland with Leitrim, of course. Well, we'll wait and see. My God, imagine Jesus wouldn't see Mickey for about 2 years if that happened. I think Dublin probably. I think they will win the All Ireland. I think the impact that Stephen Cluxton had in that team in such a short period of time, just coming back, the man's, 41, 42 years of age. Like, any day of Jack McCaffrey about the place, like Paul Mannion, like all these boys, James McCarthy's committed for another year, I know. And first, I seen Dean Rock's interview with Off the Ball after the All-Ireland final. He said he looked like he was going to pack it in, and the fact is Dean Rock. So, I know, to be honest with you, I think Dublin will win the 50 million All-Ireland.
We'll see. We'll see most certainly when it comes around. You wouldn't fancy Kerry, Mayo, Galway.
David Clifford. It really boils down to David Clifford. Like if Clifford was to get injured for Kerry, like I think that'd be their chances really spoiled. Galway, I think Galway, if any Galway fans are watching, I think Galway will be in for a big year this year. I just get this feeling Galway. I think Shane Walsh looks like he's got the bit between his teeth again. He looks really interested. He's up. We'll see him this weekend for Kilmacook Crokes. I think he'll have a big game this weekend. They'll need to have a big game for him this weekend. I think Galway's in for another good year. I think they might win Connacht if I was even to shout Connacht. Yeah, but I think Galway's in for another big year. But I think Dublin, I think the will retain Sam, Jesus, probably is the president for every other county in Ireland to hear that. But Kerry, of course, Kerry, 100%, any day with David Clifford about, they will be 100% of the All-Ireland semi-final, chalk them down for it. But I just think the personnel at Dublin having their dressing room, it's hard to look by them.
There we go. Farnie Fan TV send Monaghan and all on a final. There we go.
I would emigrate. I would get out of this country if that happened. My God.
Oh, dear me. Yeah, Jesus. Don't be a bit like me running
all of here. Well, no fear of that. Don't worry about that. Well, the one to Taunton, did you go anywhere after that?
Yeah, well, I was actually at that game, to be fair, because Dublin were playing Monaghan in the same game.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And yeah, there was plenty of Meath fans who were out celebrating. Now, I didn't mind it, to be fair, because Dublin had qualified for an All-Ireland. But if Dublin had lost that game, oh, yeah, there would have been...
home time.
Yeah, it definitely would have been. You had to get the first bus, say nothing.
Irish goodbye, Aaron. Irish goodbye.
Absolutely. Irish goodbye. Nip out the back door.
Oh, Lord. Oh, 100%. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's how intense. Like, I would say, like, Monaghan people and that Farnie Fan TV, no doubt you're doing fantastic work, and Monaghan people are the loveliest people. But my God, when it comes to football, yeah, it's different gravy. It's different gravy. But yeah, they'd be the shouts. Like, they would be the shouts. I just think that's where Dublin's limit is. There's, like, my God, they're just, yeah, I can see it happening. You'll be a happy man in July again, Aaron, I think.
Hopefully so. Yeah, look, listen, the All-Ireland win this year was up there with the 2011 All-Ireland win, no doubt. And if we can go and do it again, that would be absolutely special, make no doubt about that. Well, John, appreciate you jumping on. Appreciate anyone tuning into the stream. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, leave a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you could. And John, your own show, the JMAC Podcast, I'm sure you'll be getting things back up and running soon. Where can people find it and everything else?
100%, my man. On YouTube, the JMAC Podcast. On Twitter, at the JMAC Podcast. And, of course, on Facebook, the JMAC Podcast. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Of course, if Aaron, fingers crossed, haven't asked him yet, hopefully he's a pundit this year. Aaron's obviously been an unbelievable help on the podcast. I better get the laxatives in the bottle, my God. There we go. Aaron's been an unbelievable help, so hopefully he can come on board, and looking forward to getting my pundits sorted now for the next couple of weeks and seeing if the lads can stay posted, and really looking forward to cracking into the year. The county football's back, Aaron, delighted to have it back, and I'd love to hear from anybody if they want to get in touch on Facebook, the JMAC Podcast, Twitter at the JMAC Podcast, and where else to say, YouTube JMAC Podcast. Before we go, Aaron, I'd really like to send all my condolences to the Haynes family, young Tyler Haynes. Unfortunately, it's tough even saying it. The poor fella, he died during Christmas. He was 16 years of age. He was a neighbour of mine. He was a remarkable lad. He was on the Cavan Miners this year. He was absolutely flying at life. Nothing was an issue for him. The funeral was tough going there last week. He was just a sensational talent. We obviously seen the outpour for motion for the young fella. My God, I used to be playing football with him on the estate till all hours. You could be kicking football with him for 3 to 4 hours. He was just a sensational young man. And I suppose the big message, and I've said this in my podcast, your podcast a few times, if times are tough, things are up against, if you're up against stuff, reach out, talk to family members, talk to teammates, mm-hmm. talk to workmates, get the help you need, go to the counsellor, just do whatever you need to do, because life is so precious. And Tyler Hayden's, God be good to you, because you were just a sensational young man. And sorry, Aaron, but I just had to say that.
No, absolutely. I remember seeing the news about that. It was definitely, it was heartbreaking to see that. I know you were pretty close to the family and everything else. And as you said, I'd like to echo my condolences as well. And if anyone is ever going through tough times or difficult times or anything like that, look, listen, we all have moments where, you know, we go through tough periods and everything else. So my DMs are open. I'm sure John's are as well. Like, feel free to reach out, you know, like, because it's always better to speak about these things and bottle them in, you know.
Oh, no, 100%, Aaron, well said. And yeah, like, it just, it's shocking stuff. And I suppose it really splits a community, it splits a family. But I suppose the Haynes family, no doubt, have been getting unbelievable support from, I suppose, clubs, teammates, absolutely anyone. So a problem shared is a problem halved. And, you know, it's really time for, I know, in fairness, Tyler was getting all the help in the world, but just, you know, help people. you know, it just, it's so important just to be honest about where you are at life. And if, as I said, if things are struggling, like, I don't know, obviously me and you, Aaron, we're probably at good ages now. We probably have a good sense of the world at this stage. And when you're 16, like, called when I was 16, all the worries I had was football and school, and that was basically it, and going to a disco. Yeah. But it's a different sort of generation now. But I just think life can always improve. Life will always get better. So, you know, just don't leave it at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah, no, I think I echo that message very, very clear. Well, thanks very much to anyone who definitely tuned in. As I said, hit the like button, subscribe, all that stuff. And we'll catch you all soon.
No worries, Aaron. Thank you.